Well, hey, out there, I appreciate you guys listening to the Home Inspector Show. You have reached the Home Inspector Show, coming live to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. My name is Preston Sandlin, and I am your host. And I just want to say thank you for listening. It's a Saturday here. It is March 7th, day after my birthday. And we actually had a beautiful day here today. It's got up to the 60s, so it's pretty nice for Charlotte, North Carolina. But anyway, I want to say I appreciate you listening. And today we're going to talk about repairing dripping faucets. If your faucet drips, it's pretty annoying, especially at night. But not only is it annoying, but it costs a lot of money. So I'd like to give some tips on how to fix that. And there's actually four different types of faucets, and we'll get into that. So follow along, and you know, at the end, I'll give some contact information if you'd like to follow up with any further questions or anything like that. I will tell you that the tools you'll need to fix drippy faucets are pliers, an adjustable wrench, washers or repair kits, sink plug or rag, Phillips and slot screwdriver, and you're probably going to need hex type wrenches or Allen wrenches. Okay, so let's say you got a drippy faucet. So step one, just underneath the sink, you'll find a handle that feeds the water to the sink faucets. Turn the handle clockwise to shut off the water to the faucet, both on the hot and the cold. Open the faucet and confirm that the water has been turned off successfully. It'll probably drain just a little bit. If the valve at the wall has failed, shut off the water on the main water shutoff and test again. If neither stopped the flow of water completely, it's time to call a plumber. It's beyond our pay grade now at this point. All right, so let's say you do that successfully. Step two, you want to plug the drain or with a plug or a rag, so that in the event that we drop any parts or screws or anything like that, they don't go down the drain, because then we got another problem. Step three, we need to determine the type of faucet. There are four types of faucets which are installed in most homes. The first one is a compression washer or ceramic cartridge faucet. The second one is a ball faucet. The third one is a cartridge faucet. And last but not least, the ceramic disc faucet would be the fourth one. So compression washers and some ceramic cartridge faucets are the easiest to identify, as they have two screw handles, one for the hot and one for the cold. The other types of faucets have only one swiveling arm or handle, which you can swing from hot to cold as desired. Most of the time, you have to take the faucets apart to know which type of faucet you have. Ball faucets contain a ball bearing with holes on rubber seats. Cartridge faucets have rotating cartridges, usually plastic, some are brass, and ceramic disc faucets have rotating ceramic cylinders. In some cases, you can see the brand name on the faucet, and you may be able to take a photo of it and obtain the repair parts from the local hardware store prior to dismantling. So the first type that we're going to talk about is the simpler kind. We're going to talk about the ceramic, fixing the ceramic and compression water faucet. These are the ones with the two handles. So we're going to break it down to the steps. Step one, pry off the decorative cap on the handle. Unscrew and remove the handle. If the handle is stuck, you may need to use the handle puller tool, similar to the wheel puller used in automotive repairs. Try some penetrating release oil first. Step three, underneath you can find a packing nut which holds the stem to the faucet body. Use an adjustable wrench to remove the packing nut from below and pull out the stem. On some of the faucets, you will need to rotate the stem out of the faucet. This will expose the O-ring and the seat washer, which are the usual culprits for leaky faucets. Replace the O-ring or the seat washer with a new one. Now coat both of them with a heat-proof, non-toxic plumber's grease. Look at the seat washer, the washer pushes against the bottom of the tube where you have removed the stem. If the seat is corroded or pitted, it may be more effective to replace the entire faucet if the washers do not correct the leak. O-rings and seat washers vary in size. It is important to get an exact match for the size of your faucet. And step five, reassemble the faucet and tighten the packing nut, install the handle, and turn on the water. So the leak should now be fixed. So we're talking about those rings are usually the culprit for leaky faucets on your ceramic and compression washer faucets. All right, let's move on to the ball faucet. How do you fix a ball faucet? Again, we're going to break it down into steps. So fixing a leak in a ball faucet, or a leak with a ball faucet. All right, step one, purchase a washer replacement kit for your ball faucet. Replacement kits for ball faucets can be purchased from most hardware stores for about $20. The replacement kit will include all the items and some tools that you will need to replace the faucet cam assembly, including instructions. Step two, unscrew the seat screw for the handle and pull the handle and place it aside. Use pliers to remove the collar and cap. Wrap a rag around the collar and the cap to help prevent scratching. Step four, remove the faucet cam washer and ball using the tools provided in the kit. Remove the springs and the seals. This will expose the O-ring. Replace the old O-ring with new ones and then coat it with plumber's grease. O-rings vary in size. Again, it's very important to exactly match the size to your faucet. The repair kit may contain many different size O-rings. Replace the springs, the valve seats, and the cam washers with new ones that are included in the kit. Replace the ball cam, then cap, and make snug. Step eight, reassemble the handle and turn off the water. The leak should be fixed. Again, it's usually in the washer. So that does it for fixing the ball faucet. We got two more types of faucets to go. All right, so next we're going to talk about fixing cartridge faucets. And again, we're going to break it down into steps. Step one, pry off the decorative cap, unscrew the handle seat screw, and remove the handle by tilting it backwards and pulling it off. Step two, use the pliers to remove the retaining cap, which is a circular threaded piece that holds the cartridge in place. Wrap the retainer cap with a rag to help prevent scratching. Step three, pull the cartridge up. This is the position of the cartridge when the water is on full blast. Step four, remove the faucet spout. This will expose the O-rings. Step five, pry or cut off the old O-ring using a knife. Coat a new O-ring with plumber's grease before installing. O-rings vary in size. It is important to exactly match the size of your faucet. I hope you guys are starting to see a pattern here. It's usually the ring. Replace the old O-rings with new ones after coating it with plumber's grease. Step seven, replace the springs, the valve seats, and the cam washers with new ones that are included in the kit and replace the cartridge. And step eight, of course, reassemble the handle, turn on the water, and the leak should now be fixed. So we're three-fourths of the way through it, guys. And obviously the last type of faucet that you might have a leaky faucet will be ceramic disc faucets. So again, we're going to break it down into steps. Unscrew and remove the handle. Some have a set screw holding the handle in place. Locate and remove the escutcheon cap that sits directly beneath the handle. These may simply slide off or may be screwed on. Step three, unscrew and remove the disc cylinder. This will expose neoprene seals. Remove the seals and replace them along with the disc cylinder in a bowl containing white vinegar. Soak them for several hours in the bowl. Replace the seals with new ones if they look frayed, pitted, or otherwise worn. Ceramic disc faucet seals vary in size. It is important to find the exact match at the hardware store. Knowing the brand of the faucet, if possible, will help locating the proper parts much easier. And, of course, step six, reassemble the handle and turn on the water. The leak should now be fixed. So there you go, guys. I hope that was helpful about how to fix a leaky faucet. And you basically have four different types of leaky faucets. So you need to determine what type that you have the appropriate material, and do not forget to plug the sink some way so you don't lose screws or rings or anything like that. And if you're replacing rings, it is very, very important to make sure that you get the right size. Well, I hope you guys got something out of this and this was beneficial. You could check out our other show if you'd like, The Successful Home Inspector. That's at thesuccessfulhomeinspector.com. That one's geared more towards home inspectors. This show is actually geared probably more, a little bit more towards consumers and DIY and that sort of thing. And, of course, you can always get in touch with me, Preston Sandlin. My website is homeinspectioncarolina.com or askthecharlotteinspector.com. And you can contact me through there. There's a contact form on there. So, as always, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the flip side. Thanks a lot.